Towards sustainability.
My name is Lucas. I'm originally from Germany. I have been now in Oroville continuously since 1988, so the last 20 years. And in 2007, and we separated, my activities mainly involved in the promotion of EM technology and teaching and technical consultancy. We kept under a new company by the name EcoPro. EM stands for Effective Microorganisms. That term was coined by a Japanese professor, Tiro Higa, from Okinawa in the 70s and 80s. He developed a mix of microbes through a series of incidental discoveries and through a lot of systematic research. He developed this mixture of a liquid mixture of microbes, which was extremely productive, strong in promoting plant growth. Plant growth, in a way, vigorous growth, healthy growth, not a plant growth which you, as you can, for example, provoke by broadcasting urea, chemical fertilizer. You see a strong growth for a few days, for a few weeks, and then you realize, but the growth, the plant itself is not strong, and it might fall over, and the rice, the paddy might be lodged, and it's not a strength. It's not the strength of the plant. It's like some artificial boost has come in. With EM, you don't have this kind of artificiality. You have a strong, vigorous growth, like a extremely healthy patch of garden or forest or field. And subsequently, he discovered that not only the growth was strong and vigorous, that also the quality was superior, better than average, better taste, better smell, stronger smell, stronger color, stronger, longer maintenance, a longer keep after the harvest. And then subsequently he even realized that EM has more properties and benefits than just in the agricultural sector, that it would also counteract the fouling of organic waste. And because it controls the fouling processes, the bacteria of EM control the bacteria which would start the fouling process. Because it controls the fouling, it controls the smell of fouling. And because of that, it controls the flies and the cockroaches which are attracted. So suddenly the whole range of the whole field of public health and hygiene became a potential market for EM. Because it means solid waste management, sewage treatment, sanitation, polluted lakes and rivers, polluted water bodies, stinking, stagnated water puddles. Everything was suddenly a potential market or field of EM application. We started using EM in 1999 on our Arnhem farm and have been using it for the last so many years and have introduced it to a few more farms and are promoting it all over Tamil Nadu, mainly in our direct neighborhood. The two districts here, Viluppuram and Cuddalore and Pondicherry. Now in Oroville, we have many households that use EM in their own hygiene management, in the house, in the home, in the bathroom, in the toilets, in the kitchen. We have quite a few. The amount of activated EM we sell every week is quite astounding. Then we have one farm which uses a lot of EM and two or three which use a little bit of EM.
And how is the correct use of it? You put monthly, weekly?
There are huge ranges. There are not many fixed rules, as it is bacteria, living microbes. One has to understand the basic biology of microorganisms, of microbes. That means they need biomass to live on. They need compost. They need organic matter. They do not easily live on substrate without organic matter. There are microbes which can do it, but not ours in EM. And they need moisture. So our basic rule in EM farming is first you apply compost. So composting is one of the basic techniques and practices of any organic or sustainable farming. It's the same for EM. Then secondly, observe moisture conditions, which is a rule for any input with microbes in farming, which should also be a guiding rule for composting. You don't apply a dry compost in midday sun, in the middle of the sun, in the driest weather, on dry soil. So these two rules apply for EM farming also. And then on top of it, you apply EM in a liquid form, highly dilute, once a week, once a fortnight, in the beginning rather more frequently, but in very low doses, and in the course of time, maybe only a few times a year, with maintaining top results. This is the practice and experience in other countries, and we are propagating this approach. There's only one company in each country which gets the license to produce the mother solution EM1 in their specific country. So in India, this company is called Maple, and it has its main office in Calcutta, and the factory is in Calcutta, and we have been their first dealer in India. Academic science is a bit puzzled why EM should have so many interesting benefits, and the mechanisms are not fully explained. Academia keeps a bit of distance, but all the farmers for the last 25 years who have used it wholeheartedly had big successes, so the success, the field success, speaks for itself, I would say, in the same way as biodynamic farming had huge successes before anybody had dared to do any scientific analysis. For example, in our promotion of EM technology, I'm quite happy with the small successes we have in municipal solid waste management in the districts here. And EM is nothing but a technology. So the quality of EM or of its use depends on the site management. And where we have good site management, we have very good waste management facilities where you can walk into a compound where daily fresh waste is unloaded. You don't find any litter flying around. You have no stink at all. You have no flies at all. You have neat compost heaps. You have well-separated waste. You have sorted waste. The recycling agents come regularly, pick up their sorted waste, and the organic waste is properly composted without any fly and odor nuisance. We have those sites, and this is our pride, that we have been able to collaborate in these good, well-managed waste sites, waste facilities. In the end, a solid waste management facility depends on skillful management and very little technology and very simple infrastructure.
Oroville is a center of transformation, a small nucleus of men and women who are transforming themselves and setting an example to the world. This is what Oroville hopes to be. As long as egoism and bad will exist in the world, a general transformation is possible. The Mother.